Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new series, a new week, and a new day of LWIM's Truth of the Matter, a daily podcast in which we share the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth with you. We bypass the lies, the deception, the deceit, everything that would be a barricade, so to speak, to the absolute truth. We remove it and we give you the plain and simple reality of the matter. This is your host, Gio, and I also invite you to listen to our previous podcasts, and those are available on our website, www.lwim.org. Once again, lwim.org. Also, if you have any questions or comments that you want to send our way so we can address them on the show, please do so. Info at lwim.org. On today's program, we have an amalgamation in some people's minds of religions. What do I mean? Well, in the Denver Post, we have this article in which Buddhism now seems to take place and join or be joined at the hip with Christianity. Listen to what it says, and these are excerpts. What in the recent past seemed exotic and foreign is now almost routinely folded into, quote, the fold. Buddhism is not only accepted as a mainstream American religion, it is a path increasingly trod by faithful Christians and Jews who infuse Eastern spiritual insights and practices such as meditation into their own religions. When John Weber became a Buddhist at age 19, his devout Methodist parents were not particularly pleased. In recent years, however, they've invited their son, a religious studies expert with Boulder's Naropa University, to speak at their church about Buddhism. That would have never happened before, Weber said. They would have been embarrassed. The Pew Forms Religious Landscape Survey in 2007 found that 7 in 10 Americans who have a religion believe there is more than one path to salvation. A growing number of people are contemplating more than one each, and they are contemplating contemplation itself. There are Jubus, Jews who bring Buddhism into their practice of Judaism, and Bujus, who are Buddhist and with Jewish parents. Then there are Ubus, or Unitarian Universalist Buddhist, and Ibus, or Episcopalian Buddhist. There are Zen Catholics. Quote, there is a definite trend and movement that will not be reversed, said Ruben Habido, a laicized Jesuit priest, Zen master, and professor of world religions at Southern Methodist University in Dallas. We are in a new spiritual age, an interreligious age, end quote. Now it's time for today's commentary. You know what I find interesting in all of this is that the church ultimately understood that the only truth, the only way, and the only life, and the only way to God the Father was through Jesus Christ. And Jesus himself made this clear in John 14:6. I am the truth, I am the way, I am the life, and no one can go to the Father except through me. John 8:32 tells us very clearly, Jesus speaking, that you shall seek truth, and the truth shall set you free. But nevertheless, people seem not content with just simply having the truth. They want more. It's like they get bored of the plain old truth and they want to search out for something that would bring them more enlightenment. Whatever happened to just searching out truth? Whatever happened to simply subscribing to plain old truth? What's wrong with truth? Isn't truth supposed to be the foundation on which we lay our very existence? Isn't truth supposed to guide us in every single way, path that we, or every endeavor and every journey that we take through life? I mean, Psalms 25:10 tells us that the paths of the Lord are truth and righteousness. There aren't 10 paths to salvation. There aren't 25 paths to get into heaven. The Bible tells us, Ephesians 2:8-9, that there is only one way that we can get into heaven, ladies and gentlemen. We are saved by grace. And that grace is not, this is a gift of God. This is not of us. We're not working for anything. Salvation is given to us by God, ladies and gentlemen. Why can't we simply accept it? But no, we want further and deeper ideals or deeper understandings of spirituality. Why is this? Why can't it just simply be God wanting to have a relationship with us through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ? When did we become so dissatisfied with biblical truth, which is our guide to live life and our guide to inch closer to God day by day by day? It's obvious that we have become discontent as a society. It seems like we have simply left behind the foundational truth that the Bible has to offer, and therefore detriment has set into society. And it is because of these religions trying to creep in a space which they have no space to see within Christianity, within biblical Christianity. Because the Bible tells us very clearly that we have only one mediator before the Father and man, and that is Jesus Christ, man. We can't look for alternatives. The Bible is our only authority, and this is the way that you must have it. John chapter 8, at the very ending, Jesus says, those that are of God will hear God's word, and those that are not are the devil's sons, because they will not hear the word of God. On which side are you on? And it's funny, because now I'm imagining that after all of these new titles, like they call them Jubus or whatever the case may be, Jubus and Bujus and Ubus and Ubus. Now it's what? Krishbus? Christian Buddhist? Right. It's funny. It's hilarious. I don't know what else to say about that. Stick to the truth. Stick to the core principles of biblical Christianity, which is the Bible as our only authority, and it will always be and always has been a guiding light unto our feet. That's all the time I have left for today. Please join me again tomorrow for some more biblical insight and insightful commentary on today's current events. May the Lord shine his face upon you.